Welcome, everybody. Good to see everybody at Hebrew Club. The weather's changing a little bit, but it's supposed to get warm again. By the end of the week, it's supposed to be in the 80s again, so we're all thankful about that. That's good, Lewis. Yeah. All right. We are on 2 Samuel chapter 16, and we are about ready to start verse 4. And this is... He's meeting two people here in this incident. Remember, the first one we're right in the middle of with Ziva, and he's talking. He continues that conversation with him, and Ziva's on his side. The other guy is not necessarily on his side. You'll see a really interesting little incident in today's reading. Okay, so we're going to start with 2 Samuel 16, verse 4. Vayomer hamelech letziva, hine lekakol asher lifnei vosheth, Vayomer Ziva Hishtachaveti Emtzachein Be'eneka Adoni HaMelech. Then the king said to Ziva, look, to you is all which belongs to, notice that Lamed of possession, this is a guy's name, Mephibosheth, remember Saul's son. So the king said to Ziva, look, to you is everything which was to Mephibosheth, or we would say, everything that Mephibosheth had belongs to you. And Ziva said, Hishtachaveti. Notice that this is from the famous root, Chava, Chet Vav He. It's the only example of a Hishtafel. And it's all over in the Hebrew Bible. That's why you have that Hisht beginning. And so the root is Chet Vav Hey, and again you can see the yud coming back when you add the consonantal endings. And it means to bow down or to prostrate yourself. Notice that this is a perfect form. So Ziva said, I hereby bow down. Emtzachein, may I find, again from Matzah, may I find grace in your eyes, Adoni, O my Lord HaMelech, O my Lord the King. All right? Questions on verse 4, grammatically, kind of gets us into the story, gets us going again. Yeah, Tim.
Have you noticed a pattern at all about when they refer to him as king or when it's David?
That's a good question. I mean, usually if it's an inferior, you're going to see it through this section we have. It's Adoni, it's my Lord the King. It's interesting how often my Lord the King or the King comes up here, because notice his right to the throne is being challenged. And remember, Absalom had said, I'm the king in Jerusalem. In our last little excerpt, Absalom said he was the king. So I think, Tim, it's kind of a good observation to note, how are they referring to David? And here, notice that this guy is for David. So he calls him, you know, as humbly as he can, Adoni HaMelech, my Lord the King. Notice the difference with Adoni when it's my Lord versus Adonai, referring to Yahweh. That's a special ending. Remember, if it's referring to Yahweh, then it's a comets under the nun. That's that special ending that you get. Here it's the first common singular suffix, my Lord, when you're addressing a human king. Okay? Good. Verse 5. Uvahamelech David ad Bahurim vehine misham ish yotze Mishpachat eight Beit Shaul Ushimo Shimi Ben Gera Yotze Yatzo Mechalel. Here's something different. Notice the verb form, Vav plus perfect. Again, in maybe a more colloquial or substandard kind of text that you're seeing, you don't see a Vav consecutive. So it's a Vav plus perfect. And notice, so I'm going to translate like this. And the king, David, so notice how the author is referring to him, the king David, not just David. And the king David went to Bahurim, name of a place, and look, from there a man, Yotze, notice the participle from Yatzah, was coming out, Mishpachat Beit Shaul, from the Mishpachat, from the family of the house of Saul. All right? So notice you have a vav plus perfect, follow, and then in that clause, to the atnach under Bahurim, and then a vav plus hine, which would be in the main clause. So notice in English we would say, when the king David came to Bacharim, comma, look, from there a man came out from the family of the house of Saul. Notice it uses a participle too. Kind of interesting. You could translate that participle as past progressive. A man was coming out. So when he came to, so notice that's probably a more nuanced translation. When David entered the city of Bacharim, look, a man was coming out from the family of Saul. Ushimo, and his name was Shimi, son Ben Gera, son of Gera. Now notice the next construction. We've run across this before earlier with the weeping, baka. Here you have it, yotze. Notice that that is a participle. Notice the difference. What's the difference between the first participle, yotze, and this participle, yotze? Is there any difference at all? The vav. One is plain A spelling. Notice the inconsistency in the, you know, just take note of it. They're both participles. What's the next form, yatzo? So you have yotze participle, yatzo is a infinitive absolute. All right, so you have participle, infinitive absolute, umekhalel, another piel participle. All right, and remember, it's these kinds of constructions, either participle or infinitive absolute, that indicates this simultaneous action. All right, so to translate, and his name was Shimi, son of Gera. So coming out, he was coming and cursing. So his name was Shimi, son of Gera. He came out, coming out and cursing. So you would say he was coming out. As he was coming out, he was cursing. That's kind of in English how you have to say it. Notice the simultaneous action. All right. So he wasn't a happy dude, Shimi. Wasn't a David fan. Does anyone have any questions? Again, remember you can use participles or infinitive absolutes for the this kind of simultaneous action. We had seen it earlier in chapter 15, about verse 30, where David was walking and weeping as he walked, and the people were walking and weeping at the same time. Okay? Okay, verse 6. It's even worse here. Vayesakel ba avanim et David, ve'et kol avde hamelech David, ve'kol ha'am, ve'kol ha'giborim, mimino u'mismolo. Okay. Sakal is a piel, and it means to throw stones, to stone someone. And he stoned, and notice that the object we know, again in Hebrew, doesn't always have to have it, and he stoned et David. Oh, here it is. And he stoned with stones et David. And he stoned David with stones. Ve'et kol avde hamelech. And all the servants of the king, David. David. All right. And all the and all the people that were with him, see? And all the giborim, and all the warriors. Mino, from the right, from his right, and from his left. In other words, from the right of David and from his left. So he was really throwing a lot of stones. He was not fooling around. He was throwing them at everybody. I don't know how big they are, but all right. Questions through verse 6. I mean, notice how careful the narrator's kind of slowing things down and giving a lot of detail. So he doesn't just say he stoned him in the next event. He stones him and then he lays out everybody. One at a time. He doesn't just say, he could have said kol ha'am, all the people, but he says, notice he, all the servants, all the people, all the mighty ones, and on his right and on his left. So it's this real detailed slowing down. It's kind of interesting. So it becomes this dramatic thing. As a reader, you're processing it all, you're slowing it down, you're getting a pretty vivid picture of what's going on. So it's kind of a significant event, guy stoning the king. Theologically, you can see kind of, well, what does this mean? Notice how far King David has fallen in the eyes of some. So you get a sense of his utter humiliation here. All right. Good. Verse 7 then. Ve'koamar Shimi be'kalalo tzeitze ish hadamim ve'ish ha'beliyaal. All right. And thus Shimi said. Ve'koamar Shimi, thus Shimi said, Bekal kalalo. Notice that kalalo is an infinitive construct, PL infinitive construct, with a bait attached to it, in his cursing. So thus Shimi said while he was cursing, or in his curse. Tzeitze, what are those? Two imperatives from Yatzah. Tzeitze ish hadamim. Leave, get out. O ish hadamim, O man of bloodshed. We would say, O bloodthirsty man. Okay? And O man ha belial, here at this time means something like worthless. So get out of here, O bloodthirsty and worthless man. That's what he's calling the king. So notice the Adoni HaMelech has gone to Ish HaDamim, Ish HaBelial. Okay? Questions through 7.
Yeah.
Well, kind of temporal, while he was cursing. So, or as he was cursing, something like that. Yeah, so it's a good question to ask whether the content of the curse was the tzeitze, or that he had this, he was cursing him, and while he was cursing, he was also saying this. There's a little ambiguity. So you could translate it the other way. In his curse, this is what he said: go out, O bloodthirsty man. It can be both. Okay? Here he continues in verse 8 what he's saying. Heshiv alek Adonai kol demei beit Sha'ul asher malak tetachtav vayitain Adonai et hamelucha beyad avshalom veneka vehineka beraateka ki ish damimata. Heshiv, it's a simple hifil perfect from shuv, to return. Okay, and so you translate it. Notice the subject is Adonai. So Yahweh has turned upon you kol demei beit Sha'ul. All the demei. That's a construct plural of blood. Now notice in English we don't say bloods. All right. So the plural is often used to mean bloodshed. So he has returned upon you all the bloodshed of the house of Saul. All right, and notice it's not Saul doing the bloodshedding, it's David. So all the bloodshed that you did to the house of Saul, okay, who you have reigned tachtav, in his place. All right, now notice that the kore wants you to read it as a plural. Just notice that you don't have a pointing on the vav here, because they don't want you to read tachto. They want you to read tachtav, all right? But, and it's just kind of, you know, how they think the suffix works with the preposition here. So notice the relative clause. It's actually the tachtav is a resumptive pronoun. So Yahweh has returned on you all the bloodshed of the house of Saul, who you have reigned in his place. So we would say, remember, we put that to the front of the relative. In whose place you have reigned. Okay? And Yahweh has given et hameluka, the kingdom, into the hand of Absalom Beneka, your son. Vehineka, and look, you, in your evil. Now you have to supply a verb. You are in your misfortune or evil. Or you would say, you are in your predicament. Ki ish damimata, for a man of blood, for you are a bloodthirsty man. All right. Questions through verse 8. Anything on syntax or anything else? Okay. Getting a vivid picture here. I mean, notice you're getting his exact words. Verse 9. Vayomer Avishai ben Zeruah el Hamelech. Lama yekalel hakelav hamet hazeh et Adoni hamelech eh berana ve'asira et rosho. This is great. Then Avishai, son of Zeruiah, said to the king. Zeruiah, remember, was David's sister, according to 1 Chronicles. So this was one of his sister's sons, his nephew. Other, you know, he had two of them. Remember, Joab was the most kind of famous one. It was a big family affair. Joab was his right-hand man, the head of the army. So here was his nephew. So Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, said to the king, why should, now look what he calls him, Hakelev, the dog. You guys remember that word in Hebrew 1. It doesn't occur that often, but here it is. The dog, the mate, the dead one, participle from moot. The dog, the dead one, the this one. So notice he's calling him a dead dog. So why should this dead dog, Yekalel, curse Adoni HaMelech, my lord the king? Okay. Now you have the cohortative from Avar to Passover. Okay. Now notice he has, what's funny is, he adds the particle of politeness, that na. So please let me pass over. Now notice what he says. The Asira, let me pass over and let me remove Rosho, his head. That's seer is to turn. This is the Hiphil cohortative from Sur to turn. Remember, the Hiphil means to remove. So I love that because it translates just right into English. I mean, it's just one-to-one correspondence. It's no problem. Let me remove his head. All right? And you know, thinking of the terrible decapitation that happened, this is like not good. Okay. Any questions about anything in verse 9? Yeah, Tim.
That accent over Yekalel?
Yes.
It doesn't seem to be very common.
No, it's just a reading thing. You know, it's just, again, you have to be kind of an expert in the text. It's not kind of necessarily any special emphasis or anything.
Okay.
Anything else? All right, new paragraph here, verse 10. Now notice how David acts, because I think this, I'll talk about it later when we get it done. Vayomer HaMelech, Mali velakem b'nei Zeruiah. Now, they want you to read, Ko Yekalel, Ki Adonai Amar Lo, Kalel et David, Umi Yomar, Madua Asitakein. And the king said, here's, notice this idiom. You see this a lot in very wooden English. It's, then the king said, what to me and to you, O sons of Zeruiah? So notice he's speaking to more than just Abishai. It's probably Joab and the other guys with him. Okay, so it's literally, what to me and to you? Okay, and it's something like, what do you have to do with me? Or, you know, here it's usually used in stuff like this, why are you interfering? So that would be a more idiomatic way of saying it. You see it all over the place. Again, notice the spelling of Zeruiah. Right above, you had the full plain A spelling, Zeruiah, the Vav. Here you don't. Again, it's just characteristic, very inconsistent here. The Masoretes wants you to read the next word not as ki, but as ko, thus. Notice that you have the pointing O there. So you do not have the Hirik Yud. You have the O for the Holam, Ko. In the next one, you have Yekalel. And then notice no pointing under the Vav. They don't want you to read the Vav. They just want you to read Ki. So again, they want you to pronounce it like Ko Yekalel Ki. Ko Yekalel Ki. Rather than the consonants that you have in the text, which would be Ki Yekalel Veki. All right? So if we go with what the Masoretes say, it would be, the king said, what is there between you and me, O sons of Zeruiah? Thus should he curse. Okay? Ki, something like, for Adonai has spoken to him to curse David. Now notice he refers to himself in the third person. So again, let me read that. Thus, he should curse. Notice there's a little pause with the Rabbi above Yekalel. Thus he should curse, for Adonai has said to him to curse et David. Okay? So he refers to himself as the third person. So almost as if he's distancing, you know, it's a less intimate, it's like very kind of impersonal way that he's talking about himself. It's kind of like, it's an impersonal way of talking about yourself in the third person. All right? And who should say, Yomar, Madua, why Asita? Why have you done so? Okay, notice the spelling of Asita, the second masculine singular often has that comet's hey, that hey at the end. Don't let that bother you. All right. So notice what David's, how David is taking the cursing. It's God who's doing it. God who's who told him to do the humiliation. So notice his, he's kind of in this quotes state of humiliation here. It's a great, you know, theologically, if you want to think a little bit about the life of David and David as a type of Christ, what happens in David's life is a foreshadowing anticipation of the king, the son of David. Here you see him in this humiliating state as he is removed from the throne that he has been promised. Okay, so the whole story of Absalom kind of begins to take on that significance above just the mere what's happening in the story historically, but it takes on a significance in relation to what happens above it, kind of meta-historical, when you're thinking about Christ as the event to which these events point. It's kind of interesting to think of it that way, at least. Okay. Questions through 10. Verse 11. Vayomer David el Avishai ve'el kol avadav hine b'ni asher yatza mih me'ai mevakesh et nafshi ve'af ki ata ben hayamini ha nihu lo vikalel ki amar lo Adonai. Then David said to Abishai and to all his servants, look, Beni, my son, which Yatza has come out me'ai, from my loins, mevakesh, is seeking, P.L. Parsable, is seeking nafshi, my life. Okay? The afki, something like the afki, and now indeed, or certainly now, ata, the son, ben hayamini, this is a Benjaminite, and it's referring to Shimei. Va'af ki, something like, how much more than ata, a Benjaminite. Okay, in other words, he says, my own son is trying to take my life. How much more shouldn't a Benjaminite do it, because he took the throne from Saul, who was from the tribe of Benjamin. That's what he's saying. How much more then? So that off-key kind of has that kind of emphasis to it. Off-key-ata, how much more than a Benjaminite, pause, hanichu, anyone see the root of hanichu? Nuach, good. And it is a hifil imperative. Notice the patach under the hay tells you that it's a hifil imperative. Leave him alone. Notice the low. You might say, leave him alone. Okay? Vikalel, and let him curse. Leave him alone and let him curse. For Yahweh amar lo. For Yahweh told him. We might say Yahweh commanded him. A little stronger with amar. All right? Verse 12, real quick. Ulai yira Adonai be'eni veheshiv Adonai li tova tachat kil lato hayom hazeh. Ulai is perhaps yira Adonai. Perhaps Yahweh will see or look upon eni. The way it's pointed, notice, the Masoretes want you to read my eye. So perhaps Yahweh will look upon my eye, which doesn't make a lot of sense unless you think, look upon me with favor. Notice what's written is avon with a vav, which means iniquity. Avon is iniquity. A lot of translations will go with that. Some suggest that the some ancient versions, I think if you look at 12a, have, notice there's some manuscripts seem to have my affliction. Ein, nun, yud is ani, affliction. So, it could either be, we'll look upon my eye, as the Masoretes want, the consonantal text, upon my iniquity. Some translations have that. You'll also find some translations going with the ancient versions, my affliction. Okay? And he will, and veheshiv, and Yahweh will return to me good instead of kil lato, his curse, hayom hazeh, this day. Okay? We'll do one more verse, very short. Vayelek David va'anashav baderek va'shimi holek betzela hahar le'umato halok Vayekalel Vayesakel Ba Avanim Leumato Veipar Be Afar. Okay. So David and his men went along the road, and Shimei was walking Betzela along the side of the har of the mountains. Leumato. Uma simply means juxtaposition, and here it usually uses a preposition close by or parallel to him. So Shimei was walking at the side of the mountains, parallel to him. Halo, I'm sorry, I would probably translate that halok with a leumatai. So Shimei was walking at the side of the mountain, parallel to him he was walking, vayekalel, and he cursed and he stoned with stones close by him. Veipar, this is a denominative from afar. Afar means dust. And so this is a PL, only occurs in the PL. And he threw dust, threw dust at him, be'afar. See, threw at him dust. You're going to have to understand the David as the object of the dust throwing. So threw with dust at him. All right? That's where we leave Shimei. All right, we'll leave it there and continue with verse 14. Thank you very much. Have a good afternoon.